At 70 years old, Camille Miller was not excited about leaving her home in Austin, Texas. She and her husband had just finished renovations to get it ready for her upcoming retirement.
The house has been our refuge. When you walk through the threshold of that house, your blood pressure level just drops, and it's just wonderful.
Camille had a brand new kitchen and a collection of recipes saved up for the afternoons that she would finally have free. Then her husband's health started to decline, and the Millers had to make a difficult decision. They moved into senior housing, an apartment in a continuing care community. That meant leaving their house behind.
We were 35 years and have raised our one daughter in that house. And so I almost start crying when I talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let it happen is all I can say. Don't hold back the tears.
That other voice is Morris Gordon. He's 86. He moved into a retirement community in Minneapolis about 7 months ago at the insistence of his kids. Morris talked with Camille for our series, Been There, to give her some advice about adjusting to the move. He told Camille that at first he was uneasy about the change, just as she is now.
Here's what happened in my life. My wife, to whom I had been married for over 50 years, died after a two-year suffering through pancreatic cancer. And I was a fair number of years older than she was, so I was supposed to go ahead of her. The apple cart got tipped over when she passed away. So I have acquired some impairments along the way, but I did not think that I had to leave the house. And I thought that being in a nursing home was a place where you sat all day and clapped your hands to ring around the rosy or other childhood things. And I didn't see myself sitting in there and waiting for the day to die.
Morris, I really identify with your description of the process. My dad told me that if he ever needed to go into a nursing home, to just shoot him. But I plan to live another 20, 30 years. I'm just 70. So we just moved in a week ago, and it has been a nightmare.
Okay.
Our bed that was ordered didn't come in until yesterday, so we've been sleeping on the couch. Don't have my pictures up yet. All these kind of things just drive you nuts. So, Morris, you know, when you move to this new place, how did you begin to figure out what your new life is going to be like?
The biggest help, I think, is I'm part of the meal program. In other words, we have five dinners a week that they cook. It's pretty communal. There are eight of us at the table, sometimes 10. And the people that I was eating with became friends. I found out that instead of being timid because I was afraid they would either not approve of me or whatever it was, but I've discovered over time that they were a very interesting group and very hospitable, gentle and welcoming and warm-hearted people. And day by day, the relationships kind of thickened and, you know, if you compare it to cooking, made a good soup with a good flavor and the right temperature. The other things that happened was that I retained a number of my attachments near my home. So I was continuing those relationships so I didn't have to give up anything cold turkey.
Well, Morris, like you, I really love my neighbors. I do go over every week and spend as much time over there as I can. We're fortunate enough to be able to keep the house. And at this point, I have nothing but just wonderful memories in that house. And it's a huge adjustment.
It's quite a change. And we still own the house that we always lived in. So yesterday I was there, and I feel a lot better at the nursing home. I call it a nursing home. I'm not supposed to at my new place than I do in the old house. I discovered it's still full of spirits, so to speak, associations and so on and experiences. So I'm happier and more stimulated at the new place.
What do you think is the worst thing? What's the worst thing about this?
I had hoped to invest more time in travel in my old age, and that doesn't look like it's on the horizon. But you know something? It's not something that I lament There's other stuff around besides the traveling. I'm traveling while remaining at the same place with my new experiences that I have here at the home.
That's very helpful, Morris. Hearing your experience gives me something to think about. And what about the best thing that's happened as a result of you being in this stage in your life?
Well, that it's not as scary as I thought it would be. I've learned to put up with old age. I enjoy being with the new people. The things that I was afraid of, it was just something that I was making a story that I told myself, which didn't correspond to real life. I think that nobody was able to tell me the outcome of my move, but I'm so happy that things seem to be turning out in ways that I can accept and feel comfortable with.
That was Morris Gordon talking with Camille Miller about what to expect as she begins life in a senior living community. They got together for our series, Been There. If you're at the beginning of a big change in your life, email nprcrowdsource@npr.org and put Been There in the subject line.